Good afternoon, everyone. Bon après-midi. I want to thank everyone for coming out this afternoon. We have a very busy afternoon ahead of us. As you know, I'm going to be heading over to the legislature for the 2 o'clock ceremony of the swearing-in, and I'll be available if you need extra time after that just because of the constraints of a longer cabinet meeting than we had anticipated with our first cabinet. But I'm very pleased to announce that our new cabinet has just completed its first cabinet meeting. And as you know, we have made a number of commitments that we wanted to complete on day one of our mandate. These commitments include measures to lower gas prices, support students, protect seniors, create new ministries, and clean up St. John Harbour. Over the course of the coming days, we will be outlining these commitments in greater detail. Comme vous l'avez attendu à la cérémonie d'assermentation, deux ministres séparés sont établis d'une part pour les pêches et d'autre part pour l'agriculture et l'aquaculture, afin de souligner l'importance distincte des secteurs primaires dans l'économie du Nouveau-Brunswick. Notre engagement était déterminé également au chapitre de logement abordable et des droits des aînés avec la désignation d'une ministre d'État à l'habitation et d'une ministre d'État aux aînés. Today, I am announcing the first of these commitments. Effective midnight tonight, the provincial tax on gasoline will be reduced by 3.8 cents per liter. Because of this reduction in the provincial tax, consumers will also benefit from a reduction in the HST. This means that there will be a reduction of 4.3 cents per liter at the pumps. This reduction makes New Brunswick's provincial tax the lowest east of Alberta, a distinction I am committed to maintaining over the course of our mandate. Our government will also provide drivers of non-commercial diesel vehicles an equivalent tax break with a reduction in vehicle registration fees at the time of renewal. This change takes place immediately, but I would also like to reaffirm our long-term commitment to work with consumers and stakeholders over the next 120 days to establish a new regulatory framework. We believe that there is a better way to bring stability to gas prices and ensure that drivers benefit from reductions in gas tax. And we believe that the best way to develop that new system is by consulting with New Brunswickers. The provincial government can't control world markets, but we have a duty to help consumers with the rising cost of gas. Today's announcement will put more money back in the pockets of New Brunswick drivers with the long-term goal of bringing stability to gas prices in the province of New Brunswick. Thank you very much. Est-ce que vous avez des questions?
Dans les foyers de soins, vous aviez dit en campagne électorale que vous alliez augmenter immédiatement le nombre d'heures pour les foyers de soins. À quel moment est-ce que ça va prendre effet? Ça semble pas dans votre communiqué, ça.
On a juste eu notre première réunion de cabinet. Je suis fier d'annoncer aujourd'hui que le changement de politique était fait aujourd'hui dans le cabinet. En même temps, je sais que le sous-ministre a donné le conseil à tout le bureau dans la province pour ce changement de la politique. Mais ça prend quelques jours aussi pour continuer de mettre en place le nouveau système. So the question was pertaining to the changing of asset-based test to an income-based test for the seniors in the province of New Brunswick. I'm happy to report that we've just had our first cabinet meeting. That policy change has been put in place. It's been improved in principle. And now the deputy minister and the new minister are going to be working on seeing implementation, and we'll have further announcements in the near future.
La question était plutôt sur les heures de soins aux personnes âgées. Ça, c'était une promesse que vous aviez dit que vous alliez faire immédiatement. Pourtant, ça n'en parle pas. Qu'est-ce qui en arrive?
On a fait cinq promesses pour le premier jour de notre mandat, puis on a aussi fait des engagements pour qui va prendre en place quand le gouvernement fait la transition. Certainement, c'est un engagement qu'on va honorer de mettre en place les heures de travail de 3 heures par jour pour nos aînés. Aussi, dans les prochains 2 ans, une augmentation de notre demi-heure pour 3.5 heures par jour. But at the same time, we have to begin the process now working with the nursing homes in the province of New Brunswick. I'm going to be speaking later this week to a meeting of seniors across the province that are going to be here in Fredericton. I'll have further details at that meeting with seniors on outlining our policy of the change from an income-based test from an asset-based test to an income-based test, and also our commitment to immediately begin work on hiring more workers to work within our nursing homes, and those details will be announced very shortly.
On parle d'une question de semaine ici.
C'est très clair que c'est un engagement qu'on va honorer immédiatement dans notre mandat, mais aussi on a la difficulté de commencer le travail avec nos foyers de soins et dans chaque région de la province parce que c'est un engagement de nouveau personnel pour travailler dans ces foyers de soins. We've made a commitment to hire more nursing home workers in the province of New Brunswick. Now we're going to begin consultation with the nursing homes throughout the province. There are 61 nursing homes that are going to see an increased hour of care. That means that they're going to have to hire the appropriate personnel to work in these homes. And later this week, I'll be speaking to a seniors meeting in which I'll be outlining further details on that announcement. L'engagement pour la diminution de la taxe d'acquise sur l'essence, c'est près de 20 millions de dollars pour cette année fiscale. I'll have the Minister of Finance provide in greater detail what it means for this fiscal period. We also know it's going to be a commitment for the next fiscal period as well. But this is money that's flowing back into the pockets of New Brunswickers. And that's important for us to allow New Brunswickers to know that on day one of our commitment that we've lowered gasoline tax by 3.8 cents a liter. The actual reduction will be 4.3 cents per liter if you combine the HST. And this is good news for New Brunswick drivers because New Brunswick will now have the lowest gasoline excise tax east of Alberta. Notre province va être positionnée avec le plus bas taxe d'assises l'est de l'Alberta avec son changement de politique aujourd'hui. Yes, Jacques.
Sorry if you answered this during the campaign, but the grants for first-year students, are they available to first-year students in the current university year?
Today it was approved in principle, the $2,000 grant for first-year students. The minister responsible now will be rolling out greater details on how this program is going to be administered, but I'm happy to report that working with the Department of Finance last week, that this will not be taxable income and that the universities will have the administrative duties of making sure that their tuition costs are reduced by $1,000 for first-year students per semester.
So it doesn't go to the student in a form of a check, it's just taken off the tuition fee?
We're working with the Minister of Finance now in our universities. We want to make sure that this money flows to the students to lower their tuition costs. That is the primary goal of this program. We know that accessibility to post-secondary universities is a key issue for many first students, but I want to make sure that the money is targeted directly where it's needed, and that's on tuition reduction. At the same time, we want to hold the universities in line to make sure that they don't increase the tuition costs appropriately. Today it was approved in principle, and now the minister will be charged with working out the details.
Do you have any plans to put money into the Digby Ferry at this point?
I am happy to announce that the fifth item on our cabinet document today was
the pertaining to the Digby Ferry, and there will be a press release going out later today that the province of New Brunswick has committed their share of $2 million as well on this important initiative.
You've done the St. John Harbour cleanup money now. Does that mean that there's $30 million sitting there so the work can begin, or what happens now with Harbour cleanup since the city has already committed its money to?
The issue of Harbour cleanup was discussed in Cabinet today. A Cabinet document was also approved pertaining to our province's commitment. I signed a letter that I'll be presenting to the mayor of St. John tomorrow. I'm going to be attending a breakfast meeting in St. John where we'll be outlining in further detail our commitment to harbor cleanup. But I want to be very clear on this. The province of New Brunswick is committed as an equal partner. We are at the table, and now we're going to be working to also receive financial commitment from the federal government as well.
But what about work actually beginning?
There is a 9-year plan on harbor cleanup that the City of St. John has developed. We want to see that expedited to a 7-year framework. During this year, there's preliminary work that can be completed in year one. The majority of the work will escalate as the project proceeds forward. But our commitment is in place for year one funding, and I'll be meeting with the mayor tomorrow on this important project.
What are these things that you answered that you need actual legislation passed? When are you going to bring the House back to do this?
I'll be making an announcement pertaining to the opening of the Legislative Assembly in the future. As you know, first day in Cabinet today. We're going to be having a Cabinet meeting this Thursday as well. We have a number of important initiatives that we're undertaking. I want to make sure that our Cabinet ministers are brought up to date on the files. We're going to continue to operate as a government. Many of the decisions can be made in Cabinet through orders of Executive Council. But at the same time, I respect the process of the House and realize its importance as well. But I'm asking New Brunswick Councillors to be patient. Traditionally, when there has been a transition of government, it has been a fairly, not lengthy, but there has been an appropriate amount of time allowed to governments for the transition to occur prior to entering into the Legislative Assembly.
When will you be meeting with the auto insurance industry?
As you know, our commitment during the election campaign was to negotiate a better deal for all New Brunswickers within the first 60 days of our mandate. I've asked my chief of staff to reach out to all stakeholders, and we're going to be making an announcement on that in the very near future on how the negotiation process is going to transpire.
Who is your chief of staff?
At this point in time, the acting chief of staff is Doug Tyler.
Vos annonces que vous faites aujourd'hui, est-ce que vous allez avoir un déficit au cours de l'année financière ou est-ce que vous allez couper dans des programmes et services?
Pour moi, on a toujours dit qu'on va avoir des budgets balancés et équilibres. En même temps, on a fait des engagements aujourd'hui qu'on va honorer et certainement c'est les engagements nécessaires pour l'avenir de notre province. I'm happy to report today that the commitments that we've made are going to live within the parameters of the balanced budget legislation that's in place. And the Department of Finance has given us a number of options to look at and how we can see our costing initiatives being brought forward. But we are going to work within the parameters of balanced budget legislation, and that's a commitment we intend to keep.
Do you have a deputy premier? And if not, why not?
Well, today's my first day on the job, and my first priority was to build a cabinet this week. And I have to tell you, it was a very arduous process, a very difficult process. Every single member of our caucus could have sat at the cabinet table. That was my priority, was building the strongest cabinet to represent the interests of all New Brunswickers. Over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be finalizing the people who will be staffing the office of the Premier. But my first commitment today was to build the strongest cabinet possible for all New Brunswickers. Thank you very much, everyone. I have to head now for the opening of the...
Deputy Premier, do you have like...
Oh, sorry, Deputy Premier.
Yeah, sorry, not a chief, not a staff, a Deputy Premier.
I thought you meant Deputy. I made a decision today that the cabinet structure as is will best serve the people of New Brunswick. And as you know, there's going to be a heavy workload on certain ministers. The Minister of Finance is going to be extremely busy, but at this point in time, the cabinet structure reflects what I feel best represents the interests of New Brunswickers. Thank you.
Ask me next week. Feels good today, though.
Where's the blue sign?
What's that?
The